First off, the hours can be a bear.
Probably 1 to 2 days a week, anywhere from 4 hours to 12, 14 hours a day. We have literally, I've gone in at 8 o'clock and gotten out at midnight.
Jim Barnett has been a member of the Board of Equalization and Review off and on for about 15 years. He's the current chairman. And he says in a non-revaluation year, the time commitment is a bit less. The botched 2011 revaluation produced more than 10,000 property tax appeals for the Board of Equalization and Review to handle. That is unusually high. Now the county has decided to redo the revaluation and appoint a new Board of Equalization and Review. Current members, like Barnett, have taken a lot of heat along the way.
I can take it. I can take the guff that I'm getting.
You got to have thick skin, I guess, is one of the things that you would recommend?
You may have to, yeah. Yeah, because, I got booed at one of the county commission meetings.
If it's any consolation, the job does pay between $100 and $125 per three-hour meeting, and then $15 an hour after that. Though Barnett says...
If anybody does it for the pay, then they're out of their mind, all right? Because it's so little. The reason I did it is that I made a lot of money in this town, in this county, rather, with the real estate, and I wanted to get my knowledge to the board.
That's the crux of it, really. You need to be a realtor like Barnett, or at least have experience in real estate and appraisals to serve on the Board of Equalization and Review. And if that is your profession, sitting on the board provides great insight into the market, says Tom Durham, who served for about 8 years in the 90s.
It increases your depth of knowledge in industries. Like, I was in retail, I didn't know anything about industrial, anything about office, and it really broadened my horizons in that. Personal growth, and you get to serve your citizens, which aren't we all supposed to be serving our citizens from time to time instead of just running off to the golf course?
Durham is now chairman of an advisory committee tasked with helping Mecklenburg County do revaluations. A major focus for him at the moment is rebuilding the Board of Equalization and Review. No easy task as prospects run off to the golf course.
We are chasing them down the hall.
So far, 21 people have applied for the 15 slots. Current Chairman Barnett says he'll apply, too. The deadline is March 22nd. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.